Hello, everybody. Here we all are back in Stuart's house. Daktari's returned from Africa, haven't you, mate? And he's been a bit jet lagged, I think, sadly. He's been complaining that he's a bit worse for wear. And is that true, Stuart?
Where'd you get Daktari from? It's the complete other end of Africa, you fool.
He was in the jungle.
Well, yeah, but yeah, so I don't live in a jungle. I live in a major city.
Surely the other end of Africa would be Algiers or somewhere like that, wouldn't it? Daktari was definitely...
You buffoon.
...surrounded by...
But it is lovely to be home. It's lovely to be home. It's lovely to see everyone again.
How's the weather compared to where you
it's
were?
It's nippy, I think.
Are
we
you
could
really
say.
Feeling the cold?
It's, excuse my French, I'm finding it fucking cold.
Is that why your fire's blazing and you've got layers on?
I've got about 7 layers on. Yeah, it is cold. It definitely is cold. But yeah, it's lovely to be home. Yeah. And of course, it's a thrill to be back with you fine people.
It is. We were all quite excited about seeing each other again, weren't we? Yeah, we were. We were very happy about seeing each other.
Because this is our happy place.
It is.
Yeah. I feel sick. Do you?
I know
that might have something to do with the sheer amount of sweets we've just.
We eaten. Have had a lot.
Yes, we're trying to clear up as many chocolates as we can from the festive period, and I'm on the bizarre notion that I'm meant to be getting ready for the cricket season and getting fit. So if we eat all the chocolates in one go, that will then take all the chocolates away and then I won't have to worry about them again.
Good thinking.
And you've got a whole tub of bounties.
Bounties, my favourite.
Stuart's taking all the bounties out of the celebrations.
I did.
You're not a fan, are you?
I'm not a fan. And I'm glad you're enjoying them, Andrew.
Thank you.
Have you been well, Andrew?
I've been extremely well, yes.
Good.
Yes, very good. Playing lots of golf.
Yes, you're getting into golf now. You're getting a little bit of a bandit.
Yeah.
Andrew ridiculously asked me if I wanted to be in some sort of golf competition. He's heard I quite like a round of golf, but never actually seen me play anyway.
But I didn't know you got your clubs out of the skip at that point.
I did.
That might give you a clue.
When I pointed out that my handicap was probably more than 40, I think he balked at the idea.
Backpedal.
Make it, I'm doing it. Yeah. So what have we all been up to? Lone, anything exciting?
What have I been up to? I have had to take my dog to the vets.
No.
My poor Oscar. Well, his teeth are not very good. And the vet had said his teeth are pretty rubbish. Have you been cleaning them? Who knew you're supposed to clean your dog's teeth?
Because... Well, I did, but they're very difficult to do, aren't they? Because the dog won't just sit there open its gob while you scrub away with a toothbrush.
No,
bad enough to
they won't just lick
they do.
The toothpaste.
It's hard enough getting your children to do their teeth when they're young.
The toothpaste,
so
isn't it,
I've got no chance. So anyway, when we went up before, she said, you really need to do something about his teeth, but we're a bit worried about his heart and all of that. Anyway... He went in and she called me and she said, we've had to remove quite a few. And I said, how many? 16 teeth.
Bloody hell.
She took 16. God love him. And I said, well, how's he going to eat? And she said, oh, don't worry. He's got 22 left. Did you realise that dog...
But
he's got just... He's missing all the ones at the front now, so now his tongue hangs out. All awkward, and he's so sweet. But, yeah, so he's not doing great.
How are they they're missing?
I don't know.
Aren't they intelligent enough for him to sit there and think...
But he just sits there and his tongue's coming out. But something's obviously bothering a little bit, so I've got to go and take him back to the vets this afternoon because he has a few stitches. So, but now he's coughing a lot, so I think maybe it's really bothered his heart because they said that he can't have any more anaesthetic because his heart isn't very good. So, my poor Oscar.
Can't you get him some Esther Ranson dentures?
Well, no, because if they cost anything, the vet's bill... Guess how much?
That was my next question. Are you covered by doggy insurance?
No, we're not.
Oh, not?
No.
Oh,
no, because teeth aren't really covered by
that. Possibly one of the worst decisions you've ever made.
Well, I don't know, because...
him in the first place.
Well, no, we stole the other one. No, I didn't steal, but,
that's
the one. No, we haven't, because we just thought, well, they haven't actually needed very much, and so rather just wait till that one thing... £1,070 to have 16 teeth out.
I was expecting it to be a bit more than that, if I'm honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You can't skip him and get another one? You can't skip him and get another dog?
No.
Steal another dog?
No. No.
Just go back for a quick holiday.
Just go back
go
and
with
nick
your handbag,
another one.
Go and nick another one.
So, yeah, so my poor Oscar.
They're so expensive.
His modelling days are over. He's all a bit lopsided as well.
It's amazing, though. I always think it's interesting how the mouth heals up. Because, like, if you cut your finger or whatever, and you're meant to put, you know, like a bit of TCP on it and cover it, stop the dirt getting into it. Can you imagine all of the bacteria and shite going into a cut in a dog's mouth?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're licking all sorts, aren't
all
they?
All sorts.
Yeah.
Well, your dogs are just...
My dogs are grim.
Oh, foul. Yeah.
They look beautiful, my dogs, but they are grim.
Foul. I mean, they're, you know... And,
grim.
And you imagine the just the gunk and muck.
Bacteria.
In theory, it will just heal up.
Yes, yeah. My beautiful one with pet insurance is obviously it was over COVID. And we do have pet insurance, thankfully, because we've needed it over the years. Anyway, Rudy, my second lab, he seems to have some sort of, you know, delight for eating knickers, thongs and those sort of stuff. I don't know, obviously.
Where's he seen that?
Don't know where he got obviously that from.
That's so weird.
So he was, yeah. So he would, obviously the girls being lazy, they'd leave their sort of things lying around. He'd get out, gobble them up. And you
he'd eat
like a pair of knickers, and of course you'd find it in the garden.
Who would?
Don't go, Andrew. Don't go there, please, for God's sake. So we'd find them. You think, oh, for fuck's sake, what's he done? It's all sort of congealed and that sort of horrible. Anyway, so he over COVID, he was looking very poorly for himself, and he was looking really down. And of course, the thing with Labradors is, of course, they're literally was, you know, they'll eat anything, and he didn't want his food, and you're like, oh, Rudy, what have you done? So about a day later, still not trying to eat, he said, OK, I better take him. So over COVID, we took him to the vet, did some x-rays, fortune, and found that he'd eaten something and it got stuck. So he has to go over to the doggy specialist over in Godston, and they have to open him up and take, you know, a fence, you know, article out. And they did actually offer whether they wanted them back to wash them.
Oh, my goodness.
No, it's fine. You can chuck them if that's so much fine. Anyway, so Rudy got stitched up and back he went, feeling sorry for himself. Anyway, this is no exaggeration. About 5 days later, Rudy doesn't want his food again.
Oh, you're joking.
you fucking moron. So anyway, 24 hours later, he's still not eating. I think, oh, my God. So take him back. And he does. So first one is covered by your excess, your yearly amount on your pet insurance.
Yeah.
Second one isn't. So during COVID, Rudy's second operation of a pair of knickers or a thong or whatever it was cost me £2,400.
Joker, so he went and got another one
Yeah, so the first £2,400 or £2,700, because the really nice vet said, listen, I know it's been pretty bad, I'll give you a little bit of a discount. Oh, thank you. So out came the old, out came the bit of plastic from my wallet. Sorted out Rudy Simmons and his... So, yeah, then obviously we had to say the girls under no circumstances.
Yeah. Tidy your rooms.
Tidy your rooms. Leave no knickers
Stop
out.
Stop wearing knickers.
Socks out. Yeah. And shut your doors. Your pet insurance is heinous.
Mm.
He's heinous. I hope he's all right.
Yeah.
Now, I'm being totally gory. Mm. Do you know... How long do they live for, your dogs?
Well, I don't know.
I know you stole him out for Skip, so he doesn't really come with a, you know, sort of manual.
They're both street dogs. But... I don't know, really. What are they? They're both 11.
Oh, quite old now.
Both 11.
11.
Oh, dear. Okay.
So,
leave
they're
going to
live forever, actually. Because they're never going to die, because I love them. Yeah.
We don't talk about falling.
That. What? I missed that.
Yeah, you don't want to hear it.
He's been horrible. Mm. So, yeah, okay. So, you got a doggy story. And I think we need to be pay some tributes today.
Do we?
We do. It is... HRH, or used to be HRH, it's Prince Andrew's birthday today.
Oh dear.
Happy birthday, your ex-Royal Highness, whatever you are now called. No, you're not allowed to be called that anymore.
He's
still the Duke of York. Are you allowed to call him his Royal Highness? Because he's not his Royal Highness.
Isn't he?
I don't think he is. Has he lost his HRH, or he's just Randy Andy?
Lowness.
Nah.
Yeah.
So it's his birthday, 65th birthday. So have a great day.
No, he won't be able to get his state pension till he's 66, will he? I think he needs that as well, doesn't he?
He'll need to
because he needs to pay for his house, apparently. Because apparently Charles wants to kick him out, but he can't kick him out because apparently he has some agreement that says if he can afford to pay for the house, he can stay there.
Is that right?
That is apparently correct. So how he's paying for the house at the moment...
Nobody knows.
No one really knows.
But he must have got inheritance from his mum and dad.
I think that
he
went to pay, I think that went to pay off someone.
Oh, that's true.
Possibly. Did that come out of his inheritance? Because I'd imagine if you were his family, you might want that taken off the old bill.
Yes.
So, yeah, Andrew, have a wherever you are, whichever Pizza Express you're going to, probably the one in Woking, have a great day from all of us. And we'll see you on your horse sometime.
Yeah.
Twat.
A massive sniff there. Well done.
First sniff of the day.
Well, obviously it's cold, and obviously I'm feeling sorry for myself. And of course, awful day yesterday.
Oh, Rick Buckler.
Rick Buckler from The Jam died.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Really? Don't you say a fucking thing.
You rotter.
Actually, that did...
I said was going underground.
No, no, it's too early.
That made me laugh on the exchange of WhatsApp, but I thought I better not comment just in case. But yes, that did make me chuckle a bit.
Because the thing is, there was no way they would ever get back together.
No.
But you always have that wish in the back of your mind. You never know. You know, you never thought Oasis would get back together. And you might think in the back of your mind, well, one day somebody might say, Paul, I'm telling you, if you go on one tour, you'll probably make yourself 20 million quid each. And you might think, actually, it's quite a lot of money. But that's the end now, isn't it? That's all gone.
Totally the end. That one's gone.
Bruce Foxton's not very well either.
He's not been terribly well. I mean, he's 69, Rick Buckler. He's not very old these days.
No, not at all.
So short. It's generally really sad. End of an era.
Yeah.
Mm. Another
favourite band ever, aren't they?
Oh, comfortably my favourite band of all time.
Really?
Oh, comfortably, yeah. Mm. Jam, then Distance,
which
then...
Which, when you consider how much he goes on about Simple Minds and Bruce.
Yes, that's pretty impressive.
Comfortably my favourite band of all time.
Oh.
And, sort of, you know, soundtrack to my youth, really. So, yeah, I was generally very sad.
Did you see them live?
Yes, a few times. I actually have seen One Direction more than I've seen The Jam.
Right.
But I actually have. Yeah, I saw them 3 or 4 times.
Mm.
Yeah, went to their last ever concert in Brighton. I blagged my way in after having no ticket.
Did you? And you managed to go in?
I managed to blag.
That's pretty good.
I was. I went down on the hope that I might be able to get a ticket with my friend Adam. And... So I had my measly amount of money to try and buy one, which I, after about 30 seconds, realised would be nowhere near enough.
Mm.
And found that there was some bloke coming out who I imagine just thought he got lucky. And him and the young lady were skipping off somewhere. And he said, do you want this, mate? And it was only like the portion of the ticket. So I thought, right.
Like the counterfoil.
Yeah, so I had the main bit, but not the little side bit that you needed to take off. So I went in. And I made up some cock and bull story about how I'd come down late from work and my workmates thought it'd be really funny to rip it off. And he let me in.
Brilliant.
So I missed two songs.
Great.
And got in, so suddenly went up.
And the support act. Who were they? Do you remember?
I don't know. I missed support act there. But it was a fiver.
Was it?
Yeah, ticket was a fiver. Last ever gig ever down in Brighton in November, early December 82.
Tickets used to be, for gigs, used to be really cheap, didn't they?
Totally cheap,
I mean, recording music was really expensive then, but the tickets were cheap. Did you see the price of that? You know that that final Black Sabbath gig that's going on at Villa Park?
I missed that one.
Yeah, I mean, that hasn't happened yet. It's happening in the summer. It's been advertised.
Not too late, Stuart.
the original Black Sabbath lineup: Ozzy Osbourne, Tony Iommi, Geezer Butler, and Bill Ward, going to get together for one fight to raise money for
Ozzy's
Parkinson's and stuff like that. The ticket price, and they've got. I think it's going to be a little bit like the Freddie Mercury concert in that he's got a huge list of guests who will probably, because Ozzy can't do it very much anymore, they'll probably come up and sing a Black Sabbath song with them, or an Aussie solo song you know, Mr. Crowley or Crazy Train or something. And I thought, as usual, because I live in some fantasy world where I think that people aren't going to get ripped off. I was thinking, well, you know, you might be 120 quid to stand and all that sort of. Oh, no, it's about 190 quid to stand. If you want to stand anywhere in the first third of it, 350 quid. And then, you know, you're like, tickets up to 6,000 quid. It's just bonkers.
It's so ridiculous.
And I can't imagine. I can't imagine who
would pay that. Who would pay that?
Well,
hey, Stuart.
I know one or two people who might pay for it and might be able to justify paying for it, but I don't know where the other 80,000 people come from. Who would actually want to go and see a Black Sabbath gig with loads of money.
They were massive.
But that was they were massive from 1969. I mean, their original fans are people who would now be 70.
I
just don't know where all these people are who are going to these.
It's the theatre ticket price as well. I'm going to see Les Mis tomorrow, and I think we had to 100, 110 per ticket.
If you want that's just a decent ticket.
A reasonably okay
seat. Because I quite often look at, you know, you get ads coming up, don't you, on your feed, and it's theatre tickets, 15 to 35 quid, and there's generally about six of them for each show.
Behind a pillar.
And they are at a pillar at the very back of the
theatre. Yeah, you're not seeing anything.
If you get, and it depends what the show is. If it's a, if I've been to see, we went to a couple of ballets from near the back. Mm-hmm. And they're okay because you want to just see the whole stage.
But gone from Sabbath to ballet.
I have nothing eclectic, Andrew. But if you want to see certain shows, you can see from the back because you're happy to see the whole stage. And I think a musical would actually be quite like that. But if you were watching a three-handed play or something, you don't want to be up in the gods for that, do you? Because you need to see the action, and it is a lot of money.
I'm quite excited about
Les Mis.
Yes,
Andrew, you're speaking to your
very good.
I've seen it. This will be probably in double digits now. I've seen it many times. I do love it.
It's rousing, isn't it?
Yeah,
rousing.
A couple
rousing.
Of people I'm going with haven't seen it, so
slightly
I'm excited
different
for them.
Ending after all these years.
Probably not. But there's a lady that I work with who's actually an opera singer. What she has offered, I'm going up in March, is tickets or be able to go up and watch the dress rehearsals of the operas. And so you can just pop in. I think it's about 11 o'clock on a Monday or something. So that'd be quite good.
How come you're mixing with opera singers?
She has to have a side job.
She might be having singing lessons.
I used to live with somebody, not in the biblical sense, who was in, what's it called? Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, really?
And I saw that two or three times from the sound desk. Where she just said, if you want to go in the sound desk tonight, there's only one of them there, so there's room, and I'd sit in the sound desk. And
great.
I just wouldn't be able to, I just want to fiddle with the knobs for a laugh.
Yeah.
It would be quite
what does that one do? so I've got an exciting day in London tomorrow. I'm excited.
Looking good for you.
Yeah, very good. That would be very nice.
That would be nice.
Did anyone see the BAFTAs the other night?
No, I didn't, actually. I need to catch up with that. I saw about Kylie Jenner and her...
Yeah,
what's his
she's
name?
Going out with
Timothy Chalamet. Yeah,
I did know that actually.
I didn't know that.
You think they'll have really unpleasant-looking children if they did, wouldn't they?
Yeah, because they're both really, hideous,
really hideously ugly.
Yeah.
Awful. But I did see. What did I see about the BAFTAs?
Bob Dylan would have been when they said, "Oh, we're getting Timothy Chalamet to play you."
Yes.
Who would you like to play you in?
Who would like to play me? Yeah. Well, obviously, you know, if you could get a voice coach, you'd probably get Beggs.
He's a bit too short.
He's not tall enough.
Have to, you know, just camera angles.
Chris Hemsworth, maybe.
Chamberlain.
Who?
Wilt Chamberlain.
You've got to stop
Wilt
doing
Chamberlain.
That.
Sorry.
And then doing that, it gives a bit of a strange mix.
He was an American basketball player.
Yes, I know he's very tall. I've got the very tall gig.
But he's not an actor.
No,
Hugh Jackman.
I would have got Hugh Jackman, but of course he was horrible to you.
He's a dick. We don't like him.
You stop telling everyone what to do and pass the sweeties round.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. So, it was quite dull. I think there were a lot of, there aren't any, I don't think there was any great, there's no great standout superstar films this year.
Well, there was something.
There's probably some good films.
There was something I saw.
Sort of earnest films, if you know what I mean.
I watched the Chris Duffer Reeve one last night, and that
Chris
was up.
Duffer Reeve.
I was trying to think of his name and whether I wanted Maltesers or Milky Way. Right. So I was double. My brain was going double. The Christopher Reeve documentary, because I think that was up for BAFTA or something. Was that mentioned there?
Yes, it was,
And I watched that last night. That's very good.
He did win.
Very sad.
Yeah.
And they've done an awful lot. And Robin Williams did a massive... They were best friends.
Yeah, weren't they?
I didn't realise that.
It's funny with Christopher Reeve, isn't it? Because even now, whenever you see anything about him, I think people really sort of saw him as Superman, didn't they?
That's what they were saying,
People really like him, didn't they? And saw him in this part of, you know, like the world's nicest ever superhero.
Mm.
And that seems to be, you know, how he's viewed. Everyone seems to think, oh, poor old, you know.
Yeah.
Rather than, oh, he's, you know, just another actor who is sadly no longer with us.
But I didn't realise his wife died shortly after
yes.
him.
Audition.
Yeah, she had lung cancer.
Yeah, it was really sad.
But the children still, you know, are still very much involved with the charity. They do an awful lot for paralysis charities and stuff.
Right. Yeah.
It was good. It was worth watching.
Is it?
Mm.
I've started watching the Boy Bands Forever.
Oh, yeah, it's very good, isn't
I've started, I'm halfway through that. I keep falling asleep.
Have you watched the Boyzone one yet?
Not yet.
No, I wanted to watch it.
No, Jackie's watched it. Yeah. She's halfway through. She thinks it's really good. So
yeah,
I will watch that.
It's worth watching.
But yeah, no, the boys ran. And of course, I can take or leave Robbie Williams. I just
he's got that new film out where he's the monkey.
He's a monkey. He plays a monkey. Lucy's in it. She enjoyed
it.
It's
very good.
Play a monkey. The monkey plays.
Monkey plays him. But yeah,
supposed to be very good.
Monkey.
It's a CGI monkey. But yeah, no, Lucy said it was good. But of course, no one in America really knows who he is. So, so he's obviously.
I think
it's
Bond a bit.
It's Bond a bit, yeah. It's totally.
Because I think it had a really big budget.
Yes.
Oh, because it's the same guy who did The Greatest Showman, isn't it? The same director.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Bond. It's Bond apparently. But yeah, no. So I'm through that. I'm going to watch. I've got 2 days left to watch the film on Donald Trump, The Apprentice.
Oh, right.
I've got that rental, so I've got that for 2 days, so I've got to finish that. So it's either The Apprentice or I watch Real Madrid beat Man City tonight.
Oh, is that on tonight?
That is tonight.
Are you hoping that happens? I don't know how I feel about that, because I hate Real Madrid.
No, I'd rather see Man City win, but I just don't think they will.
Oh, dear.
But, and how is the Man City situation in your household?
Yeah, it's not good, really. But they won the other night, didn't they? This new signing scored.
They beat Newcastle on the weekend.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, we're off football.
Wasn't there one?
We're off football.
Yes, there was one at the weekend.
Yeah,
on Saturday.
You can't really tell with that game, can you? Because a lot of pundits were saying it looked like Newcastle players are desperately trying not to get injured because they're in the League Cup final.
Yeah, but
it's not very good.
Are they playing in the final?
They will be playing Liverpool.
Liverpool?
Liverpool against Newcastle United in early March.
And Portsmouth won on Saturday, the Oxford 2-0.
Did they?
They did do well, Portsmouth. They've been resurgence. They're going to stay up, I think.
I hope so.
I'm hating football at the moment. Yeah, I'm absolutely hating.
Didn't Tottenham play Man United?
Yes, and they won.
Are you quite impressed with this? Yeah. No, well, with me.
The fact that you know.
Yes, that's what I mean. And they won.
So, yeah.
They did, didn't they?
Did
they?
Win,
yeah. Yeah, they did win. So
and
I was happy about that. And we beat Brentford the week before.
You
and,
did,
and
that was
a huge amount of relief because we only had 24 points 2 weeks ago. And now we're up to 30, which is probably going to be safe.
So
but
they were down
we're
in the bottom.
We're slowly but surely getting our players coming. About 13th, I think. We're slowly but surely getting players back now.
Yes.
Southampton at the bottom.
Yeah, Southampton needs
always snooker. Sad for Portsmouth support.
Anyway,
let's
go for this because it's boring for our demographic.
Very boring football.
Well, I don't know because you don't talk about it that much. Because I normally tell you off, but I'm in a good mood today, so I'm letting sport
go.
Yeah,
no, I'm off football at the moment because West Ham is shit. They're not going to go down. Or they're
there was something
shouldn't.
About the manager. Wasn't he the Brighton manager?
He's our new manager.
And now but you're not doing very well with him.
They're just not very good.
Didn't last very long.
No, we're struggling.
And to be fair, they lost their front line in one fell swoop.
Oh.
Why didn't they go for Ted Lasso?
Ted Lasso. Well, we kind of might as well have done because it didn't do any good. So yeah, so we're I hate football. Stupid. Yeah.
Anyway, so look, we've got all sorts of bits to do.
We've
got a big quiz. We've got all sorts of odds.
Got a spooky story.
And we've already been
Wittering
on for 23 minutes.
Wittering.
Which is basically
what we normally do.
Which is basically a third of the whole show. So we're going to go off for a quick break so that when
we can put more logs on the fire.
Pay Alex, then it's worth paying him. And he can stick in a bit of music if he hears where this break is. And we'll be back in a moment.
Ciao for now. It's time for a spooky story.
Oh, really?
Oh, spooky, spooky. Ooh. It's not that spooky. So, we're talking about dreams.
Yeah.
Because we all have strange dreams. We've mentioned it before.
Very unusual dreams
so
I've been having recently.
I am going to tell you the story.
It's your hormones.
I think it must be.
Oh, stop it.
I've
wait,
some
hey,
more gel
excuse
on,
me.
I tell
excuse
you,
me.
I've upped the gel. It's a whole new world.
Talking to three middle-aged blokes about you and the gels isn't really what we should be talking about, to be honest, if we're trying to know things.
Listen,
I apologise if I'm trying to get back in the mood of spookiness. I'm going to tell a story about Gail Taylor. And who's you're she? Thinking, who the fuck's Gail Taylor? Gail Taylor was in my class at school. We don't need too much spookiness.
I've not heard a spooky story since The Empty Barn.
Anyway, I haven't seen Gail Taylor, obviously, since school. I left school in the early-ish 80s. I bumped into her once at a party in the very early 90s. Very nice girl, quite cute. Never had anything between me and Gail. Never anything particularly romantic. Don't think we particularly hated each other's guts. She was just in my class. She is a really nice girl. Anyway, about a month ago, I have a dream and Gail Taylor's in my dream. Not a particularly excellent dream. And I'm thinking, why the fuck am I having a dream about Gail Taylor? I haven't seen her for years, etc., etc., etc. So I think this is very random. How on earth has she appeared in my dream? Anyway, about 2 weeks ago, I'm at the airport. You know how little I go on Facebook. I'm scrolling across, and there, in suggested friends, is Gail Taylor Hill. There is not one other person in my Facebook, in my 500 or 600 friends or whatever I'm meant to have on Facebook.
20 friends.
3 to 400.
only really that. Who is in my class or who I ever went to school with. So no one has ever popped up.
Did you wake up from your dream and Google her?
No,
or?
No. No, I just woke up and...
Did you say to Jackie?
I might have said to Jackie. Why the bloody hell? So
you said her name.
We're being listened to.
Yes.
Clearly,
we're,
AI.
We are clearly being listened to. So obviously, there's no one else on my Facebook from anything to do with my schooling. I don't think I'm friend with one person from it. And then all of a sudden, Gail Taylor Hill, which is obviously her name now. And she lives down there. And I'm thinking...
There's a few things like that happen.
It's spooky.
Either your brain or your old chap's been chipped. Ooh. And something goes on in that area and goes in a Facebook.
You are wrong on so many levels. So many levels.
So, did you do a friend request to Gail Taylor? So
no, I had a bit of a snoop. I thought, oh, what's Gail doing now? And she lives, you know, a few miles down the road. Obviously, you know, kids and all that sort of stuff. She still looks quite
nice. If you're listening, Gail.
So, Gail, honey, you're listening,
come and make my dreams come true.
Gail, you're clearly bound to be listening to this podcast amongst the huge listenership. You're clear. So, yeah. Spooky.
That is spooky.
Spooky. It's
frightening.
So before we talk about a certain 40th anniversary that's coming up, I came down here on the train as usual and I picked as I often do, the free Metro newspaper. Mm-hmm. And I turned to my favourite page, which is always, we've mentioned this before, Rush Hour Crush.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So today, now this is the sort of detail that if I was this person, this girl is describing here, I wouldn't be in touch with her if my life depended on it. So it's the detail. So we were at Tottenham Court Road. And what you need is you need the music from Our Tune by Simon Baines playing in the background.
You are.
We were at Tottenham Court Road station on Sunday, waiting patiently as an elderly couple slowly made their way off the train. They were so slow, they nearly got crushed in the closing doors, but you held them open with one hand, effortlessly. I looked at you and you simply said, "Get on." So I did. "Thank you," I replied for a moment. And then we just gazed at each other. You took a sip of coconut water and time seemed to slow down. You got off at Liverpool Street, but before disappearing to the crowd, you turned around. Twice. We smiled at each other as if to say we both felt it. I even got back on the tube later hoping to catch another glimpse of you, but all I found was a Scottish man playing the bagpipes on the platform. So you get the impression, you think, how much is she studying this man? You were at least 6'2" with blondish hair and striking bone structure. Chivalrous and undeniably handsome. You wore a black... Well, what the hell does that say? Aluwala t-shirt. Have you heard of that?
No.
A black Aluwala t-shirt, silver scorpion tail ring on your left hand, and a green gemstone ring on your right
hand.
And
he's drinking coconut water.
And he's drinking coconut. He sounds
red
like
flag.
Sounds like an absolute twat.
Yeah. She's on your right hand. I have an absolute crush on you.
I think she does.
I'd say it's almost moving into jacket.
Moving into stalking.
That's how she's described herself.
The rings.
She was looking at his fingers and
stalking.
You'd keep well away from
well away. I'll get in the other
like
carriage.
An absolute nutcase.
Yes.
I'd quite like to see the bloke playing the bagpipes on the platform, though, wouldn't you?
That'd be yes. Way more.
Quite loud.
You get some
say.
Fantastic stuff in the Metro paper. It tells. I like the wording that they use as well. There's a story in here about a female prison warden. A female prison warden sent more than 4,300 racy messages to an inmate during a 6-week fling. 4,300 messages during a 6-week. Anyway, it tells you all about these various things. You know, she's in trouble, she can lose her job. But I like the wording they use. It said, last year, Officer Rachel Stanton was given a suspended sentence for romping with a lag in some jail. They love things like that.
Romping.
Romping. Have you ever romped with anybody, Stuart?
Well, I probably have romped by the definition of the word.
Never described it as romped. Romping
excuse me, young,
with a lag.
Excuse me, lady. Young lady, would we like to go for a romp somewhere?
Yeah. Anyway, that's free, that paper, so it's always worth picking up.
So when will you ever know whether there's a result to that?
We mentioned this before, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we don't want to go over the same thing, but I think Andrew...
It's a pretty small percentage.
I mean,
if any of the girls in Russia Are Crush are called Gail, that might be even more nuts.
Yeah, that's true. That'll all pick up now.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, at the moment, we are celebrating a Ruby anniversary.
Ruby, okay.
40 years. So, Andrew, what 40th anniversary is being celebrated at the moment, do you think?
EastEnders,
that's right.
Good lad.
Yeah. You have to get up early to get me.
Yeah.
So, stay up all night.
Yeah. So, Stuart's fiddling about with his phone at the moment.
I was going to see if I could find the theme tune.
And oh, I see. 40 years since Live Aid.
It is, isn't
is it?
Yeah,
but that's not till the summer. It's February.
Yeah,
yeah, but it's still 40
years. 40 years is
July.
Yeah, yeah.
EastEnders.
This
I
July.
Remember the first EastEnders. The
okay.
First
well, you're going to be good at this end.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You're going to be good.
Yeah, this isn't the quiz, in inverted commas.
This is just a sort of quiz amongst ourselves.
Yeah. Okay.
A quiz amongst ourselves.
A bit of a, you know. So, a bit of a chat about...
What we're doing, because EastEnders is 40 years old...
God, he's got his second glasses on. He's going to be sniffing away like a good...
Yeah, but the readership don't know this. The listenership don't know this. So you don't have to tell them. God's son, you don't have to tell them everything. So, did you know, I want an early gambit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who is the worst cast person ever in EastEnders?
What, you mean miscast?
Yeah, well, no, the person who got told they got a gig in a soap and it was the worst job ever. First episode ever of EastEnders.
Oh, that must be the bloke who was found dead.
Correct.
Oh, no.
He was found dead by Arthur Fowler. And bet it was Den.
Den opened the door and they found... Do you remember what his name was?
Fred.
Reg Cox. That was the opening episode when Den opens the door and they find Reg Cox dead in his room. He's been dead for a few days.
You're playing Reg Cox in this new...
Oh, wow.
BBC's answer to Coronation Street.
Soap. Guaranteed money. Ka-ching. Sorry, Reg.
You're dead.
Did he go on to do anything?
Well, I don't know. He died. Anyway.
I'd like to know...
Okay.
We're going to go around the table... There are 22 people from the first episode of EastEnders. Who was in the first?
Dirty Den. Got in.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Hang on.
We're going to do it in... Do you want the character or the actor?
Well, yeah, the characters.
I think the character.
We'll go the characters. Okay. And then, of
Stop
course,
tapping
which
cock.
One of them, which one of them
Andrew,
or them
tap.
Have unfortunately passed on since then. So there's
Ooh.
Quite a few
okay.
who are Ooh. Now... Brown bread in East End parlour terms.
In real life?
Yeah, in real life.
Okay, fine.
Do you get it? EastEnders, brown bread. Got any rhyming?
The name of the character.
No, just the...
But then we have to say the actor who played the character.
If you suddenly say, such and such, you can say, they're brown bread. And I will tell you whether that's true or not.
Mm.
So, early gambits. We've gone for it.
Right.
Dirty Den.
Okay.
Correct.
I'm going to go with Arthur Fowler.
Arthur Fowler.
He's dead.
Stealer of the Christmas Club money.
Yeah. At what point are we going to go through their... their living,
only if something really comes up that springs to mind.
Because Bill Treacher...
He's totally dead. Totally dead.
Well,
totally
so is dead. Dirty Den, isn't
so it? So is Dirty Den. Yeah. He died, died very young.
Leslie Grantham.
Yeah.
Mr. Beale. Beale's dad... Whatever his name
Pete
was.
Pete Beale.
He was a dread. He's still alive, apparently. He was a dreadful actor.
Is he?
Yeah, he was a dreadful
actor. He was a terrible actor.
So he used to talk, he had a bit of a word for a word, didn't he?
Yeah. Yes, he did. Yeah. And there's three people from this first episode
what
who are still
Pauline
in it.
What about Pauline Fowler? Is she in the first one?
She was in it, and she is also brown bread.
Is she?
Wendy Richards. She was Miss Brahms, wasn't she?
That's right. Only Been Served.
Only Been Served, yeah, she's brown bread.
Oh, I remember one.
Hang on. If I'm going to go with Ian Beale, he was in the first
and
one.
And he's still in it.
He's still in the programme.
He's still in it.
Wow.
40 years
I
later.
I thought we were guessing people who are dead.
No, you've got to go.
That old woman, Ethel.
Yes.
Ethel, whatever her name
Ethel
was.
Skinner.
Ethel Skinner.
Now, what was Ethel Skinner most well known for?
She had a dog.
Sitting in the laundrette with Dot.
Oh, bloody hell.
And it was like
Willie.
Called by Willie. And it was the worst double entendre the BBC had ever come up with. I need to find my Willie.
So there was obviously Dot as well.
Dot.
And she's died fairly recently, didn't she?
She has.
June Brown.
She's a bit of a legend, isn't she?
Yeah, she's died. And
right.
What about Gillian Telford?
Kathy Beale. Kathy Beale.
She's still in it. 10 years younger than in the first episode.
Yeah, she's had some work.
I think she's had a lot of work, but very good quality work.
Yes.
If you know what I mean.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Tucker Jenkins.
Well, yes and no. I'm going to go yes and no.
who was
Tom Carty.
Tom Carty. Well, Mark Fowler was Mark Fowler, but he wasn't the original Mark Fowler.
No, he wasn't.
The original Mark Fowler was another one, and they got rid of him, and he has also died that young. Oh, he's not young anymore. Yeah. And he was replaced in the show. They sent Mark Fowler off for some, you know, motorbike trip or something. And when he came back, he looked remarkably like Tucker Jenkins out of Grange Hill.
Right.
So Mark Fowler. And unfortunately, the original Mark Fowler has unfortunately died.
And his girlfriend, Michelle.
That's his sister, Michelle.
Oh,
sister.
Michelle.
What's wrong with you?
Michelle Fowler, who was also in Grange Hill.
She was also in Grange Hill.
Yeah, it was 40 years ago. It's all a bit messy.
What was the name of her character in Grange Hill? It was... Bloody hell, I remember that in a bit.
Yeah, no,
she was stroppy, wasn't she?
She was the same person, just very stroppy.
Yeah.
Now, what I want to know is, was it the first episode when that Asian guy owned the cafe?
Ali Hussein. Was
Ali Osman.
Osman, yeah.
Was that the
and
first
his
episode?
His wife was called.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
She.
I can't remember.
Give me the G.
No.
Excellent.
Sue Osman.
That's right. Sue and Ali.
Sue Osman is dead.
Oh, I remember that.
She.
Mary.
Yes, Mary the Punk.
Mary the Punk with the hair. She died, didn't she?
No, she's still alive.
Oh. Did she die in the
program? I've got one.
She came back in it, apparently.
I think Dr. Legg.
Dr. Harold Legg, correct.
Yes. You're
he's bound to be dead.
He's totally dead.
He'll be about 110
yes,
now.
He's totally
was Nasty
dead.
Nick in it that early?
Well, yes, Nasty Nick Cotton was in it. Now, when I do my... it's World Book Week, so obviously I get paid... ridiculous amounts of money to go and talk about my favourite subject, i.e. me, at schools, and they give me a load of
you're
money.
Good,
and basically, I talk about myself.
Just reminded the listenership.
Basically,
just in case they hadn't realised.
Just reminded that basically it's World Book Week coming up soon, and you can give me some more of your money. So I did a school in Surrey somewhere, and I go to, and sometimes you go in, there's three or four authors, and you go in, this sort of stuff. And I'm walking past, and in the middle of the hall, there is Nasty Nick doing a speech to the kids.
Really?
John Alt or whatever he's...
John Altman.
And I was thinking...
He was married or dating a girl who lived in Hayward's Heath because I went to school with her brother.
Yeah. And there was Nasty Nick in the middle of the fucking thing. I was thinking, OK, you've slightly usurped me today. Thank you very much. Oh. And you've upped me with...
Was he nice?
He did his bit of thing and he buggered off. He didn't even come in the staff room for a chat.
Didn't he?
So yeah, Nasty Nick.
I thought of somebody else as well. So Angie Watts.
Angie Watts.
That's Mrs. Lady May, isn't it?
That is Lady May. Yes, he is.
So she's Lady May.
She's now Lady. She is.
Oh, yes, Brian May. Anita Dobson.
Who's had the same as Brian May. They both have the same haircut as each other. Hairstyle has.
And Sharon in it.
Sharon Watts. She's the last of the three that's still in there. And what was the name of the Watts's dog?
Oh, Curly.
No.
No. No. Oh, it was a dog.
Curly was in it though, wasn't it?
No.
Was he in the Curly.
It was a big poodle, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a big poodle, and it was called...
No, Curly was in Coronation Street. Lofty.
Lofty, that's
the one.
Lofty.
But what was the dog
Lofty
called?
Lofty Holloway. Who basically took Sharon off Dirty Den's hand off. She got up the spell.
Yeah.
But the dog was a big black poodle.
It was a big poodle.
It was a big poodle, and it was called Rolly.
Rolly.
Are there any more characters we haven't got?
There are 1, 2, 3, 4. There are 5 left.
So we've had, now let me think.
We've had 5.
Someone very, very old, terribly posh in real life, who then played an EastEnder.
Yes.
Terribly posh.
There was a mechanic, was there?
She wasn't the mechanic.
No, there was a mechanic, wasn't there?
No.
No?
I don't think so. Somebody very posh.
Very, very posh in real life.
In real life.
In real life. And she was a mate of the producer, I read. And, yeah, so she was the matriarch of one of the families.
Oh, yeah. Lou Beale.
Lou Beale.
Yeah.
Correct, Lou Beale. She's dead. She's dead. Yeah, and then basically you've got...
What about Pat?
No,
the lesbian.
No,
she came later.
Pat the lesbian.
Well, she's left in real life.
You can't call her like Pat the lesbian.
Somebody from Saturday afternoon, all in wrestling, doesn't it? Ladies and gentlemen.
What's her name?
Pat the lesbian.
What's her name?
Don't get t-shirt.
Pat Wicks.
But what's her name in real life? I can't remember.
She's still with us, isn't she?
Oh gosh. Don't sue me.
Pans and Clement.
That's it.
And she was, of course, she ran off with Frank Butcher. Frank. So,
what's
yeah.
It? She opened the door and he was naked apart from his bow tie.
With his dodgy car dealership.
We've got a few more, so that's another one. We've had all of the Fowlers. We've had Mark, Michelle.
I can't read my writing here, but she ran the cafe.
Oh, yeah. There was a young black lad who was a mate of...
Yes.
Of Sharon and Ian.
Denzel.
No, I can't remember.
Carpenter. It was the Tony Carpenter was the dad.
That's right.
And his son, correct.
He was in it as well
because he knocked around with Ian Beale and Sharon.
That's right. Because they brought out there was a pop single.
Before Wixie came in.
Your memory's pretty good, actually.
And then there was Narnia, the woman Jeffries, who ran the cafe. She was your stereotypical cafe owner. And then there's two more. He died, unfortunately, very early. He died about 20 years ago. They were the young yuppie couple.
Yes, I remember. He was Scottish.
He was Scottish.
Yeah.
Andy O'Brien.
Debbie Wilkins. Yeah, and what was his name?
His name was Andy O'Brien.
Andy O'Brien.
Ross, somebody or other, and he died the other. He died of brain cancer. So that is every character. Well done.
Well done, everyone.
Great work. Nice
thing. Yeah, that wasn't today's quiz, everybody.
Oh, wasn't it?
Don't think we've got out of it that way.
And of course, the music is hugely the old drum roll at the start.
Yeah,
which is good.
At the end on the cliffhanger.
Absolutely, yeah.
There were some absolutely terrible pop songs put out by EastEnders people, weren't there? There was the bloody one by Wixie.
Every Loser Wins.
And Anita Dobson had a terrible one as well, didn't she?
Anyone Can Fall in Love.
You know that, wasn't it?
And that was the theme tune.
That was the theme tune written by...
Anyone Can Fall in Love.
That's enough.
It was just shocking, wasn't it?
It was absolute shit. And obviously, this is pre-Mitchell's play. So, yeah, that was EastEnders. Did you watch it for long? It sounds like you watched it.
Yeah, I did. I watched it. That was 40 years ago. So how old was I? 21. I was still living at home. So I watched it at home. I seem to remember when I met the current Mrs. Velasco, and she used to say, "Oh God, you're watching this again," and that sort of put me off it, having heard her complaining about it.
I stopped watching it
like 28, 29 years ago. Mm. But interestingly, I stumbled across it last night. And because they're coming up to their 40th anniversary, they're doing a live one, I think, at the end of the week. And it was all kicking off. It was all very exciting. They're sort of building up to a big climax. Anyway, without trying to give anything away.
By the time it's coming out, it'll blow up.
The Queen Vic exploded last night.
Oh, did it explode?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was that. I thought that
it
was
exploded,
a big...
exploded, yeah.
And they think Cindy
Somebody
Beale did
Somebody drove into it. For some reason, there was about 40 Calagas bottles... there and anyway it blew up
and so, did it take Cindy Beale with it
No. Well, we don't know, because Cindy Beale went into the pub because she wants to have it out with Kathy.
How many times have they had it out together?
It's just constant.
Those two.
And and then the thing blew up.
Oh well, it can happen.
Sorry, who knows what's going
to happen? I reckon I stopped watching it when I left college.
No, it's Tuesdays and Thursdays, isn't
so
it?
So fucking years
no,
ago.
No, it's on about four nights a week now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is that a special one?
No, it is on about four nights a week.
Yeah.
What was the best moment over the 40 years? The divorce.
The Christmas special. The Christmas special where he is just those two in the pub, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then he gives her the divorce papers.
Yeah.
That was quite good.
They always go for big old things.
And then when you find out who the father of Michelle's baby was.
Is that the one where somebody recorded it? It was played on a tape recorder over the sort of the hi-fi in the Queen Vic. And yes. I think it was Den saying, "Don't tell anyone you've had me, baby." Or something like that.
Yeah. This is quite... It wasn't one of the Crays. All of a sudden.
Slag might be first.
You slag.
Yeah. Anyway, I can't... we're going to go for a break in a minute. And while we're having the break, I'm going to look up the name of the character that Michelle Fowler's actress played in Grange Hill, because it's annoying me now. Mm.
You don't have to share it. That's just...
Well, no, because it might be annoying other people. So we're going to go off for another break, and then we're going to come back, and we've got this week's quiz.
Ooh, exciting.
And then we might have a chat, and we'll see what goes on. Okay, so we will see you in a mo. And we're back after that short break where I was able to look up that I know you've all been itching to find out the name of Susan Tully's character. Susan Tully, who played who in EastEnders? Michelle Fowler.
Michelle Fowler.
She was Suzanne Ross in Grange Hill. So there you go. You can all sleep well tonight.
Thank you so much
okay,
for that.
Okay, so we're gonna finish off today's thing, as we often do, with a quiz.
Ooh, quiz time.
And as usual, we're not going to go down the pub quiz route and just have lots of things. This quiz is called "Look at the Choppers on That." Okay, so the answer to all of these is the name of a person, and they are famous for their tremendous teeth.
Okay.
So if you don't know the answer, you have to think.
Who's got big teeth?
Well, they might be big, they might be crooked, they might be yellow, they could be anything, but they've got interesting teeth and they're known for their teeth.
Right.
Okay. So that should help you with the answer.
Okay.
To be honest, they're all a bit easy. Because there's only a certain amount. Don't ask if this.
I can only think of two obvious ones.
Okay. So I've got 18.
Oh, blimey.
18 people here.
Ka-ching.
So get yourself pen and paper, everybody. Remember,
right?
The answer, for instance, isn't going to be Jeff Bridges because he's not famous for his teeth, is he?
Right.
So there you go. But it could be one of them. Could be Pennywise, for instance. But he's not in it. But that's an example.
Okay.
Do you know who Pennywise is?
No.
Yes.
Oh, it's the clown out
clown
of it.
Clown out of
know,
it.
The massive teeth. Anyway, it doesn't
matter. I thought
matter. It was a bloke. Okay, so we're going off. Okay, so ready? Question number one. Lives in Knotty Ash.
Oh, yes. Got that one.
Okay, so you can have the name, you can have the character or the person. It's the person I'm looking for, really, but it doesn't matter. We'll give you half a point for the character. First appeared as a frustrated housewife in Man About the House. Eventually, was half the name of a very famous comedy show on ITV. Started out in Man About the House.
Have we got anything that's current?
No, don't be silly. Not your age.
He
comedy show
he,
opportunity.
He died
knocks.
The other day. Didn't he
did die. The
he
other
died.
Day. Yeah,
he died
yeah,
the other day.
Yeah,
didn't
her husband. Her husband. The person who played her husband died very recently.
Do we need the character or the name of both?
Either, it doesn't matter really.
Does that give me an extra loan a half point?
Yeah, I'll give her an extra half point if she knows.
I'm going to need all the help I can get.
Okay. You won't get this one, but I particularly love this person's teeth. He was in Dad's army. He was one of the bit parts in Dad's army. He was a Welsh bloke.
Yeah, I know who you mean, but I don't know his name.
You don't know the name? No, nobody will know the name of that, so we'll just move on quickly. This next bloke was part of a comedy duo, and he had a dog called Schnorbitz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, got that one.
Okay, question number 5. Famous footballer, better known as R9. Very famous Brazilian. I'll give you a Brazilian footballer.
Yeah, he did have a pair of dodgy old teeth, didn't he?
Yeah. Okay. Next one. Character in a 1960s / 70s very famous comedy. He had a horse called Hercules.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, it will be too easy for you. Every other clue is going to be too easy.
Not ITV. That was BBC.
No, BBC. I didn't say ITV.
Horse called Hercules.
Hercules.
I'm going to get this.
Do you want a clue, another clue?
Yes.
No.
He had a full song. He had a... All right. No. Andrew's very competitive. Won't allow it. Okay, no, this next person.
Give him a clue, then.
Okay, he had a full-size skeleton in his lounge.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
I've given Stuart a point there when he doesn't.
You have. I didn't need it.
Okay, next question. This person, actually, the first and second name had a hyphen in the middle, played the same character in every film, was in Those Magnificent Men in Their Flying Machines. English comedy actor.
Yes, in
place. Very, very famous for the teeth. Go up, dilly up, up. Yeah. Okay. Next person.
Should I go and make a coffee? Because this
French actress, most famous film Betty Blue.
No idea.
Oh, fuck a doobie.
Are you with us, Loney?
No,
that?
I've got no
How
idea
do you
about.
Not know that.
Betty
we
Blue.
We all had a poster on our wall.
Well, I'm going to go with one that I think, but whether it is or not, don't remember the
all
teeth.
Right. Going to move on now.
Okay.
One of the original presenters of the Old Grey Whistle Test.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything in the 2000s?
No, don't be an idiot.
What about for our younger listeners?
We haven't got any younger listeners.
My children listen.
Yeah, I know, but they're as boring as you are, so... Actually, I didn't come across right, did it?
That sounded rude.
That actually didn't sound right.
That sounded terribly rude.
Yeah, I mean, the opposite, really, in that they know a lot of useless things because they're your children.
You just keep digging that hole bigger and bigger.
Yeah, just keep
deeper
going.
Deeper and deeper.
Okay.
So what was that name again? Who was that one?
That was the original presenter of the Old Grey Whistle.
Oh, yeah.
They've been done since then, actually. They're much better now. Okay, we've now got a guy, television presenter, was a British wheelchair basketball player.
Fuck it.
Presents loads of stuff on telly.
Has he got dreadlocks?
Yes.
Yeah, what's his name?
And this is from the 2000s. See?
Fair enough. Oh, can I get a half point for dreadlocks?
Yeah, go on then.
Thanks.
Okay, done that. This next person lives in a pineapple under the sea.
Oh, yes!
Okay.
Possibly one of the greatest characters of all time. Wasted on children. Who lives on a pineapple under the sea?
Okay, next one is this person. Well, she's famous for so much stuff, but in the 70s had a haircut known as the Purdy haircut.
Fucking hell.
If she heard you describing her in this quiz for her Nashes, she'd be really, really pissed
but
off in
they there. Are quite famous, aren't they, her Nashes?
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, this person, you can have the name of the actor or the character, was twice a Bond villain.
I just knew he was going to be in there. I was just going to wait for it, and here he is.
What's his name?
Twice a Bond
villain. I'm going to get an extra point because I know his name anyway. He used to be an American footballer.
Okay. I can see his face.
Yeah. Wait, it's his teeth.
You see his face. I think you should know the character.
I can't think of it. I don't really like Bond, but I know who it is. But I don't know.
Okay, next question is, this person wrote a very, very famous song that we hear every year. And in it, he talks about the boys of the NYPD choir.
No longer with us. He needed dental work more than anybody.
Oh, see,
list.
I've been thinking wrong. It's all right. I've been thinking about sticky out teeth, but it's not. It's about teeth.
Oh,
yeah,
interesting teeth.
I might have to start again.
Please don't.
Okay, this person is a film star. He's in loads of films. And the first time I saw him in a film, about three quarters of the way through the film, or nearer the end, he was being pushed through a wood chipper. In a very famous Coen Brothers film.
I know the
Push Through a Wood Chipper.
I know the film. Famous teeth.
Yeah, very famous teeth.
I know the film.
He was also in Reservoir Dogs. Push Through a Wood Chipper. You got that? Okay, the next one. Played the Green Goblin in the first Spider-Man film.
Oh, that was on the other day.
Think of the teeth.
Nothing to do with his surrogate son, Jermaine.
No. Okay, now this next person. There's only two more to go. Last two, number 17 and 18. This person was, I think, the first wife of Johnny Depp.
Oh, yes.
No.
What are you looking at me like that for?
Because I know who that is.
First wife of Johnny Depp.
It's
Jola Taxi.
What's her name? Oh, my God. Got it.
Final one. Come on, because our viewers are getting bored with this.
They need the toilet.
So the final one is the most famous rock star ever from Zanzibar.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Phew. I've got two, at least.
Okay. Now, my favourite part of these is where we go through the answers and we find out what Mrs. Wake has come up with.
What she can muster half a point from.
I'm off to the toilet.
Okay, right, here
disaster.
We go. Then we'll go through the answers quickly. Mark your own scores.
Oh, dear.
We're going trust box here.
Who's from Naughty Ash?
Ken Dodd.
See? Got one.
Who played a frustrated housewife originally in Man About the House?
Mildred.
Oh,
Eutha Joyce.
Did you know George and Mildred was a spin-off from Man About the House?
No.
Man About the House was so popular.
Yeah.
It was so
terrible,
popular.
Wasn't it?
Oh, no, absolute I quite liked rubbish. It. And brilliant theme tune.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Anyone know the name of the Welsh actor from Dad's Army?
I've got
Dyke Jones.
His name was, the actor was called Taffrin Thomas.
Taffrin Thomas.
And he had massive teeth.
I know who you mean.
Massive teeth. Okay, who had a dog called Schnorbitz?
Bernie Winters.
Yeah. Who is the footballer known as R9?
Ronaldinho.
Just Ronaldo.
Ronaldo, actually. Even.
Just Ronaldo.
Because he's
R9.
Not Cristiano, he's just Ronaldo.
Yeah, Ronaldo. Right, R9. Ronaldinho, wrong. Okay.
He also had fucking great teeth. He had even worse teeth,
didn't he?
But so can I have him for number three and put Ronaldinho and get an extra point?
I don't care really anymore.
Yes.
So what character from the comedy series had a horse called Hercules and a real-life skeleton in the lounge?
Bramble.
Oh?
Bramble was his
Bramble.
Name.
Bramble.
Wilfred Bramble.
Bramble.
Albert Steptoe.
Yeah.
Didn't get that.
It was Bramble, wasn't it? Wilfred Bramble.
Wilfred Bramble.
Yeah, not Bramble. Wilfred
he was
Bramble.
Meant to be an extraordinarily grubby man.
He was very posh in real life.
He was, but still fairly grubby.
He used to sport a cravat.
Yes.
And he was that sort. Yeah.
You dirty
not,
old
not
man.
Not the way Tatari, no. That sort with the same brush. No. We'd just have a quick word with our lawyer there. Okay, who was the star? Oh, no. Whose name had a hyphen in the middle and was in Those Magnificent Men in the Flying Machines? Terry Thomas.
Terry Thomas.
That was
a hyphen. See, I knew it was Terry Thomas. I didn't know there was a hyphen in it. Oh, yeah. Was it? Okay.
Okay. Anyone know the star of Betty Blue was?
Oh,
very attractive French woman.
I put Brigitte Bardot, but
no, it's a more current one. Fuck, what was her name?
Beatrice Dahl.
That's it. I didn't get that, but no. She was on the post. She's really unattractive.
Original presenter of the Old Grey Whistle Test?
Whispering Bob Harris.
Yes.
Whispering Bob Harris. You didn't write that down, did you? No.
I could picture his face, but I couldn't remember his name.
He had terrible teeth, but he's had them all laminated. What, they've not laminated?
Laminated.
What's it called when you have those veneers?
Stuck his ear through the laminator.
Yeah, no, not laminated. That was wrong, wasn't it? Okay, anyone know the wheelchair basketball player?
Dreadlock wheelchair guy, because you said you were going to give a point.
Yeah, we've got a point for that.
Adepatan, his name is.
Yeah, we've got our point.
Half a point.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob.
What's his second name?
Squarepants.
You can have the 2 points then.
Thank you.
Okay. So who had the purdy haircut?
Joanna Lumley.
I put Esther Hanson.
I put Janet Street Porter.
Surely Esther Hanson's got to be in there somewhere.
No, I was going to say.
She's well known for her tea.
When you started doing this, I thought, it's going to be Jaws, it's going to be Esther Hanson.
Yeah, and Freddie Mercury. They were my ones.
Okay, so the next question.
Oh, Joanna Lumley.
Who played a Bond villain twice?
Jaws.
Yes.
Whose real name was? Richard Keel.
Richard Keel.
That's pretty impressive.
It was, and he used to play American football. He was like a blocker.
Okay, so who had the very famous song played every year, and he mentions the boys of the NYPD choir?
Shane McGowan.
You can have that. Can you remember, do you know the name of the actor who, in the very famous film, was pushed through the wood chipper?
No.
I've got Michael
No Country
Madsen.
For Old Men or something?
Steve Buscemi.
Yes.
In Fargo.
Yes.
He gets pushed by Michael Madsen through the wood chipper at the end.
Nope.
Who played the Green Goblin in the original Spider-Man?
Willem Dafoe.
Oh. Yeah. He got recognised on the street. He got stopped on the street recently and somebody said, can you tell us what your profession is and all that? They didn't recognise him. They were doing the interview and it was Willem Dafoe. Anyway. Back to this.
Thanks, Jennifer. Fascinating.
I didn't recognise him. But I think Willem Dafoe was quite
shocked
that
he wasn't
recognised.
Do you not know who I am?
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Did you know his name is Willem Dafoe?
Yes, and I actually said Willem. If you want to listen back.
William.
No, you want to listen back. Listen back, I said Willem.
Bonus point for Loney.
Because I said Willem.
Yeah.
Did you say William?
Big fat V sign.
I'm
putting a half point there now.
Did you? Yeah. Excellent. Okay, who was married to... who was married to Johnny Depp?
Vanessa Paradis.
Vanessa Paradis, yeah.
She was extremely unattractive.
Oh, hideous. And Zanzibar's most famous rock star?
Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
Right.
Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq.
What was his real name?
Six, sept, huit, even.
Holy.
Bakari.
Balsaria.
Balsaria.
Balsaria. Okay, add them up. I've got to be honest, I've lost interest in the score, really, but I think there's going to be huge amounts of cheating going on.
No, I'm not cheating. Not, you can read mine.
Not a bad quiz.
I got nine.
Not bad. I got nine. I got nine.
You're both shit.
What did you get?
I got 14.
18 out of 18.
And there's your proof.
Yeah, very good.
And I said Willem. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to have a listen back to that.
Yeah, you listen back.
If you don't, you're not getting paid this week.
Okay.
Okay, then. So,
her fee's gone up a lot since we started.
I've got now 2 weeks to think of another.
That was all right, actually. Yeah. Can we do another current? Can we do more of a current one?
Can Loney do a quiz?
Do you want me to do a quiz?
Yeah.
Look at the panic on your face. Did you see that face?
It might be a bit trash-based, I think.
Excuse me,
yeah.
You just
a
wait
quiz
and
on Lonely
see.
Housewives.
We'll see. Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah, okay.
Are you scared?
Everybody's a bit nervous now. Yeah, it's all very well doing quizzes of stuff you know about.
Question one. Who did I bump into in Sainsbury's last week?
Yeah, yeah. What famous person did I follow home?
What person did I find in the dildo aisle of Sainsbury's?
Again.
Name the dentist that tickled my tummy.
That could be the quiz could just be called a load of weight.
Mr. Pedo.
Mr. Pedo.
Okay, so is there anything else you need to talk about, Stuart? I don't think I've got anything else.
Unless
I need
you
to
want
talk
me to
about.
Talk about myself.
We've been banging
which is...
on for an hour and 4 minutes.
Oh, that's no. plenty that's for most people. For, I don't think there was anything else on my list that I had to.
And I've got to get to the vets.
Quiz done. Vets. EastEnders done. Spooky story, Gail Taylor slash. We haven't done about Emma Raducanu being.
Kim Marsh is just 48-year-old.
Kim Marsh.
48? She's broken up with a toy boy.
I know, that was one of my questions.
Yes. 6 months ago, she described as a soulmate.
I saw that.
I'm sure they do it on purpose. I'm sure they think, right, I'm going out with a boy 21 years younger than me. I'll call him my soulmate. And then when we split up, as inevitably we will do, it makes a good headline. And then I'll be, you know, back in the news.
Her publicist will... keep her going back in the news.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I did watch yesterday a programme about millionaires trying to find love with the age gaps. And that John Caldwell from Phone, whatever for you. What was the other one? And this guy, 73-year-old, was desperately trying to find a woman to have children with, but he was a gazillionaire. Anyway.
Did he find someone in the end?
No, I need to watch that one. I didn't follow
probably.
Up on
I
it.
Probably. I suspect there probably will be someone
strangely,
out there.
There was somebody who was at his 50... room mansion. She seemed quite keen on him, strangely.
Really?
Yeah, in her 30s. Yeah. But anyway.
There you go. Okay, so that, yeah, a couple of little bonus items there.
Bonus.
So we're going to toddle off now and we'll be back in 2 weeks' time.
Aren't we? How exciting.
Again from Shea Simmons.
Cassidy Stewie. Good.
And we'll see you very soon.
Cheerio.
Bye bye.
Goodbye.
Pots Happy Hour was recorded in the United Kingdom and is fully owned by Stewhead Publishing Limited, whose owner is an absolute bellend.